with the grief circle, grief is a universal experience. It doesn't matter where you go into the world, every single person will experience grief at some time in their life. And sometimes that grief is easily understood. Why is that person grieving? It's easily understood because they have lost a child or a parent or something like that. Then there are other types of grief that cannot be understood. And you know, even when you have situations where there is war or similar situation and there is a lot of deaths, the grief and people still keep going, the outsider looks on and doesn't see the grief. Because people are still going about their lives, even though thousands of people have been killed or injured, and everybody still keeps going on. The outsider doesn't see the grief, right? They just see that this terrible thing has happened, but people are still going on. So often those people who are in that situation, their grief is not ever really acknowledged or dealt with because of the situation and what everybody else is seeing. And then you have other forms of grief where people might lose something or someone, or you know, that somebody might leave them or pass away, and they are, you know, distant to them, but that person meant something, or that thing meant something so much to them about their identity, or it triggered something. And trying to explain why they're grieving in that way, why they feel grief, is people can't understand it. So grief is, as we said, a universal experience. Nobody escapes it. But how people feel grief and what they feel grief about and how they express it or don't, because they can't, or it's not socially acceptable, or they don't feel supported to, this is a unique experience. And so you can never say to anybody, oh, you're just feeling this. You can never know what they're feeling and why they're feeling that. So coming to a circle that is about grief and about clearing a way forward for yourself, or clearing the way forward to how you want to move forward, doesn't mean the grief and its cause has been forgotten, but it means that it's opening up spaces for you to keep going, to move and to understand yourself more, and to feel like you have got enough. And to do that in a group is really very beautiful, because the whole group in a grief circle will be there because they have some form of grief that they want to explore or express, and they haven't been able to do that before. So the whole group has the same energy, right? They're all moving in the same direction. And so in that space, there is this safety and support for the universal energy of grieving, but within that there is this total acceptance that each individual has their own reason and their own way of understanding and expressing. And so that is respected, and that is supported, and that is done in a safe environment. So the grief circle is really for people who may already feel that they have grief and they want to explore it or move through it or express it. Or it's also for people who feel there's a little bit of dissonance, there's something not quite right, in that in itself is a grief. So for them as well to explore that, to express it, to understand it, is such a freeing and powerful experience.